Greetings again in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today I would like to share on several verses in James chapter 4. And I'll tell you first what makes me go to this scripture this morning. We had plans for a little while already that this morning we were going to be taking off from our home here in Maine, taking off early and driving up through Maine over into Quebec, Canada, and driving west, and then dropping down into northern New York and spend the night with some friends there. And then tomorrow, drive over into Ontario, and all the way down into the southern tip of Ontario and be there. The primary reason to go there would be the wedding on Sunday afternoon of a friend of ours. And then while we're there, we'd stay with some other friends that we have known and also take in some meetings where Chester Weaver is sharing on the history of the Russian Mennonites. And then from there, Monday morning, we had planned to drive out through Detroit, Michigan, down and east through Ohio into Pennsylvania and spent a week or more there. Anyway, yesterday morning, our little son, his name is Victor, he's 10 months old, he broke out with chicken pox, of all things. We have no idea where it comes from. The chicken pox haven't been going around that we know of. We don't know of anybody in our area that has had chicken pox. We haven't been traveling recently. So where this came from, we don't know. Now let me read the verses that I am speaking of this morning. James chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. This is where Christians get it to often say, Lord willing, when they're speaking of planning to do something, do this or that. We're going to go on a trip tomorrow, Lord willing, or things like that. You hear it often, and it's a good thing to say. And even if we don't say it, our hearts should be there, knowing that, yes, these plans that we make, the things that we want to do, is if the Lord wills. And if he doesn't will it, then it won't happen. I don't know if I really said to anybody that we're taking this trip, Lord willing. I may have. And even if I didn't, my heart was there. I realized that there are countless things that could come up that would prevent us from taking it. Now, we were all excited about it. We were anticipating it and getting ready. A lot of the preparations had been made already. And of all things, somebody gets chicken pox. Not at all something that we were thinking of could even happen. So because that I have been taught and realize that our life is in God's hands, If he wills that we do something, it'll happen. If he doesn't, it won't. We can make plans. We can say we'll do this or that. But it really depends on what the Lord has for us. It's good to always acknowledge, whether by word or at least mentally, that it's only if the Lord wills. Now, some of the things that happen when we do that, one is it humbles the soul. We like to be in control. We like to be in power. We like to know just what we're going to do and do it. We like to be able to make our plans and stick to them. We like to think that we're in control. But the reality is, we're not. And it humbles the soul to recognize that. It also gives glory to God. It acknowledges His supreme authority and power, gives Him His rightful place. It acknowledges our dependence on God. And that's very good for us to always realize that we are so dependent on God. In fact, in ourselves, we can do nothing. Whatever we have planned for today, we can't do it without God's help, without His strength in us, and without His continual mercy, and without His willingly continuing to give us breath. Each breath that we draw is if the Lord wills. And this truth rings true with the Lord's Prayer: Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It acknowledges that we are not our own, for we have been bought with a price. And what price were we bought with? The very blood of the Son of God. We were bought with a large price. We are not our own, but we are God's. We belong to Him. He created us, and He redeemed us from a life of sin. So it's just very right, very just, very reasonable that God is in complete control of our life, and that we can only do things if He wills that we do it. We know very little of what our life may hold. And as we live in that reality, it moves us to prayer and praise. Like I mentioned earlier, we like to be in control. We like to know what the future holds. We like to think that it's myself sitting at the steering wheel and maneuvering this vessel through life. That's the flesh. It wants to be in control. But we're not. And as we realize that, as we live in the reality of it, like I said, it moves us to prayer and praise. Prayer for God's help. Prayer for His mercy. Prayer that He would reveal His will to us. And praise. Praise whenever anything goes well. We need to learn to always give Him credit for blessings, credit for help, credit for mercy, credit for, you know, when we make plans and we're able to hold them out. Give God the credit. Give Him the glory. God bless you. May you have a wonderful day. And may your plans hold out, Lord willing.